You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 9. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you doing?
You are way too chipper for a Thursday morning.
Thursday night. I know.
At 5:23 a.m.
Nice.
I'm way too chipper.
I know.
It sounds like you've been up all day.
Yeah, I have. I have been up all day. I'm excited to sit down and have our chat, which I always love to do, but I am feeling very, very tired. So I've got my mug of coffee, holding it in my hand right here. It's right in front of, just below my chin. I'm holding it because it's cold. It's cold. Winter's here. Oh my gosh.
Hold on. What's cold?
Winter.
Yeah, but what's the temperature?
The temperature is 20 degrees Celsius.
I don't know how to process that because
I know. Right now,
I'm looking at my phone. It says it's plus 12.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're into summer.
I just can't.
Play. And for me, that's t-shirt and shorts.
I know. You are crazy. I'm like wrapped up in long sleeves.
20 plus 20. Oh my god.
It's hilarious, but it's good fun. I know. It's windy and it is a bit cool up here, so but anyway, how are you? What's been happening? Have I missed anything in the World of Warcraft news? Let's start off with that because I probably have, and I would like you to let me know what's been going on.
Okay, so apparently I started writing this and then I forgot about it. So our show notes are kind of spotty. So we have Legion is on the PTR now.
Right.
So I think that means it's available for everybody. Like, you don't need a beta key. The PTR, though, I think is focused more on the event. So I think you're going to get more of it. And you can skip the intro quests and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what the big difference is between the PTR and beta, because right now you're able to do both.
Right.
So for folks that want to see what Legion is like, you can go on the PTR right now and have at it. And as far as we know, if this July 19th thing is true, then it should be less than a month until the event starts.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose they have to because Midsummer's on. So Midsummer normally what runs, 2 weeks?
Two weeks-ish.
So they don't want to cross with that. So they'll probably wait till that's done. Yeah.
I don't think that would stop them from doing a release date.
No.
Because it's only a world event that it will come around next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they were to drop in a new patch halfway through, I think they'd be like, oh, guys, let's not, because we have Midsummer coming. I don't think that they would do that. I think they would just be like, is this the right time for it in the scheme. That's what I'm trying.
Well, plus you've got with the Warcraft movie and, you know, people, there seems to be some people are coming back to the game. New people are coming into the game. I don't know what the numbers are like, but, you know, you can tell that some people have returned. I know in Guild Chat, for AIE in particular, you know, some people seem to pop up and sort of say, hey guys, you know, it's it's been a few years, I've come back, and you know, which is awesome to see.
That's fine.
Yeah. So maybe they're just trying to gauge it in between, you know, when Warcraft settles, as in the movie, and the stuff that happens in game. So it'll be exciting. It'll be exciting to see what happens. I kind of am really excited for new stuff. Like, I love the stuff I'm doing, and I'm not going to get anything else done on my bucket list. I can feel it now, but I'm kind of craving for that. I can't wait to see what happens. What my bucket
list was. I know we even did a show about it. It wasn't that long ago.
Slacker, you've already forgotten.
I don't even remember. So right now, I'm just... I think I'm focused on the stuff that's trying to... is going to go away. Like, I found out Brawler's Guild is going to be going away.
Yeah.
And not bringing it back. From what I know, they're not going to bring that back.
Uh-huh. And
if you want to do it, you need to do it now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means it's going away with the patch or with Legion content being new. I would assume the patch. So that means you have less than... And I've got Hexos to do, and that one just drives me up the wall.
I can't remember where I'm up to on that, but it was the snake. Whatever the snake is, the big snake that puts the poison on the ground. Oh. I can't do that. I tried. I can't walk backwards and, like, do stuff. But anyway, we'll you see.
Can't walk backwards, and sometimes you can't walk forwards either.
I know. And I fall off things, and I do all of that. Shots. Yes. All these things, all these happen. Oh, fishing. How's your fishing going? There you go. Experiment 52B. That's your bucket list.
Well, it is.
Mine's
yeah.
a 60. There you go.
That's not going to happen. Well, actually, technically, it could happen. I've got one at 59, but I don't really count that iron.
That's your DK.
Yeah.
So get your DK to 60 and be like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I've done it. Yeah, nice. That's hilarious. Oh, I love it. All righty. Well, how about we get into our week?
Being able to talk with you. Because
I know,
because when we first began, I was like, oh, good morning. Now I'm all like, all right, we're good to go. And I feed off of you.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. You are like my cup of coffee.
That is like the nicest thing anyone could possibly ever say. Because you know, my blood is coffee. So
remember. I'm 39 turning 12, so I'm also going, I am trying to backpedal a little bit in my head, thinking, oh no, did what I, I'm trying to, did I say something bad? No, I don't think so. Could it be taken the wrong way? I don't think so. Anyways, let's move on.
Let's keep going. So what have you been up to in game this week?
I wrote in a lot of stuff, so I'm going to go through it as quick as I can.
Don't have to be quick, because I've like...
Well, the kids.
Oh, the kids are waking. Okay.
I'm always racing against time with the kids. So, the kids are sleeping. However, the other night they had 7 hours of sleep.
Oh, and they nice. Woke
at the crack of dawn.
Of course,
like, really? Do. Really? Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So I did all my mount runs. I managed to do all my mount runs last lockout, and I'm actually done all my mount runs this lockout.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And I actually counted. I did say that I had about 25 attempts, and when I counted, I think I'm actually at 27 attempts each week for this one thing. And it's really not bad now being able to do the mount farming, because I've got a tune on each faction that has a lockout saved for 10 man at Hagara. So I just go whole win, and with her down, I just... Is it Hagara? I think it's Hagara or something. Like the one where you're going into the other zone and stuff, and it's a trap, right? So I her dead, so I just go in and directly start to attack the drakes that come in and all that, which, you know, if they could chop that part out, that would be great, because so, that adds about half of my time.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you a really dumb question, because raid lockouts...
There are no dumb questions.
I know there's no dumb questions, but my brain's... So
many times.
My brain's like, I don't comprehend this right at this moment. So when you do... and take your multiple tunes through these raids, do you have to have a separate lockout on another level, whatever, to be able to... So if you take your main, you need a lockout for another tune for the main. Then you go take your next tune, so you need another alt lockout to take your...
No, so I have one character on Horde and one character on Alliance that is saved up to that up to the fifth boss.
Yeah,
and what I do is that the key thing for me is that it's got to be on a separate account. So I have more of than the one account. So all that you do is that you take the character that has the lockout, and you basically invite the character that you want to do the actual run on, and because the alt with the lockout has the lockout and is the leader, when your other character goes in, it will make you use the leader's lockout. And so when you're in, you actually, before you kill that boss, you actually have to you have to make your lockout tune drop group.
Yeah.
And then you're able to go in with that other tune and kill.
Right. So the lockout tune can be used. Okay. I thought once it was. Yeah.
No.
That's where I was getting confused. Do it
so often is that, you know, because. Okay, so the difference is that...
Right! Ding, ding, ding! It makes sense now.
Well, but here's a key thing that I never knew, is that on Dragon Soul 10 normal, you can reuse a lockout. On Heroic, you cannot. And you have... And once a lockout's done, it's done.
Right.
So you do have to run it over and over and over again, which is what my problem was with getting the Life Binder's handmaiden. It's because you have to run it on Heroic, and there's no way to have a lockout save to only do the last boss over and over.
Yeah.
So now that I've got that done, thank goodness, now I can focus on the one that does drop on normal mode, so I can so I can save that lock.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean, you know what, to be honest, that whole fight, I'd say I spent about 75% of it killing the Twilight Drakes and doing the RP, and the actual boss fight is like 30 seconds.
Pow,
it's dead.
Yeah.
It's like you just done, right? Yeah. It's like, we not like, yes, I'm happy that I don't have to do the whole thing over and over and over again, but come on, those drakes.
It's like Lich King and, you know, the role play.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, taps foot. Come on, stop talking, Lichy. Just get it over and done. Nice. All right. Thank you for explaining that, because that makes much more sense. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know that they changed Heroic lockouts. I think they made that change in Cataclysm, I want to say. It's either Cataclysm or Wrath. It might have been at the end of Wrath because people were trying to farm the last boss, and okay. Blizzard didn't want that to happen because Heroic back then was the hardest that you could do. You know how we used to take screenshots as a team and pieces as a group? Well, that's not going to happen now.
Heard our WoW Challenges podcast from the week just gone. They will know my reaction to this.
So, okay. I want to get gold challenge modes done, right? And I want to get it done before Legion hits because, you know, once the patch hits, I think they're done. So I could go do it on an alt and the achievement will, you know, be account wide and all the transmog gear will be account wide, which to me was not important, but it was important to get at least silver so I can get the mount.
Yeah.
However, because, and this is why I think Lita will be okay with it, I need to get it on my main character. Like, this is my main where I have all my reputations. Like, I have everything. Like this is my main.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I play other, you know, things, and I do get achievements there, but generally, everything is done on my main.
And I thoroughly understand that.
So I've had to transfer.
However.
Yeah, so I've had to faction transfer, so that's why it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to take screenshots in five mans and stuff like that, because
basically
we can't. Yeah, at least not until Blizzard decides to allow cross faction, which would be, I don't know, I've heard them talk about, you know,
would be cool that. If you could. But so what did you choose, Stone? Tell me about what race you chose.
Alliance dwarf, and I chose dwarf specifically because my first ever tank character on a whole alliance was a dwarf. Actually, sorry, not even tank. It was my first ever tune on that side was a dwarf, and that's the one that I played the most. And I just like dwarves. I don't know. I feel like a dwarf.
Uh-huh. And what did I say to you?
I don't remember.
I said, why didn't you make me a gnome? Then I could kill you over and over and over. But no, only thinking of yourself, Stone. Yep. Just make a dwarf. Yep. That's fine. Yep.
Yeah, of course. I totally forgot you even said that, too.
Good Lord. Yeah. But no, that's cool. Look, I would totally understand that when you've got a main, and the way that we run our mains is you do everything on your main, your alts are just for fun and backup stuff. It's so, yeah, no, I understand that. So when are you doing the challenge modes?
I've got it scheduled for the weekend, July 2nd. So when we would do our live show, about 2 or 3 hours after that, and they don't want me to pay the gold until then, which to me, I was like, oh, okay. Which is good. So I'm basically paying for it because, I've had a group that, two people were prepared for it. The other two were not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're definitely not prepared for what you have to do.
Yeah.
And I know we were not going to even be able to get silver. So if I thought that we could get silver, I would have stayed because really that's my goal, is to get the mount. I don't care about transmog right now, even though I do like the changes that are coming in. It makes it more, it makes it easier for me to do it, which is good. but it's more the mount because I'm very much a mount guy.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, no, that's fair enough. I can't wait to hear all about it once it's been done. So that's exciting. Awesome.
So the other thing, oh my God, I have all this stuff. Okay. Just very briefly, I had an excursion on Father's Day and, I'm laughing about it now because I don't know, because what can you do but laugh at it? So just want to say everything is good now. And, thank you for all the well wishes, and I'm able to eat and drink and everything's good. So I feel good. I don't feel sore anymore or anything like that. So we're all good. And if you don't know, I just had an adventure in the real world, not in Seroth. So we can leave it at that and just thank you for the well wishes. And Lita, I am allowed to go outside on my own. It's okay. It should be that hot.
I will talk to Carrie about that.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was, okay, I listened to a podcast 2 days ago. I think it was 2 days ago. Reigns of Azeroth. I'm not really sure what episode it was. 8, I think, or 9. The one that just came out for I guess, June 20, June 19th. Okay, so don't take this the wrong way, okay, because I this is not a slight on anybody. When I go listen to a show, I don't feel relaxed usually. I usually go in and I feel, they're doing a show and I like their shows and all this stuff. When I listen to their show, oh, it was episode 21. Thank you, Lita. You could have just said it was episode 21. When I listen to Reigns of Azeroth, it's really funny. I felt so relaxed and soothed. And it's not that they were boring or anything like that. It was hardly that. It was just, I don't know what the deal was. I really liked it, and it put me at ease, and it just, because I was beginning to come out of having the rough spell that I had, and I listened to it, and I was like, I literally felt my body not be tense, I was like, I don't know, it was great, because.
Nice.
And like I said, this is not a slight on any other show. It's just I don't think I've ever felt like this about hearing any show. I don't think I've ever felt as relaxed. I'm not sure what it was. I don't know. Maybe it was just the time of day. I have no idea. But I really liked the show. I was like, oh man, this is great. And wow, I feel good.
and it is a great show. Yeah, well, it's one of your favorite things. Absolutely. Spaz Vesson and Cinder are two wonderfully awesome people, and they do a great show. So I completely love listening to both of them talk about it. They always give me little hints and stuff I hadn't thought about. No, they're fantastic.
Well, I think Sander had made a comment about her listening to our favorite Cata Raid show, and her favorite one was Dragon Soul. And so she had made a comment where I was like giving her the evil eye, and I said, well, I'm thinking maybe I did, but you can't see it because we're not going live. So it's only audio. So as far as you know, I could be talking like this and being like, yeah, Dragon Soul is great with a great big smile.
Yeah, that really sounds like you love Dragon Soul. It's like Dragon Soul is so fantastic.
But that's okay. You can like things that I don't like. lots of people like things that I don't like, and then I have to get over it.
That's right.
So,
oh, funny.
Yeah, I mean, besides that, I mean, I guess I did a lot. I played Star Trek Online.
What?
And I don't know what. Thank you for doing the what, because I was, because that's why I had it there. Because I was like, you know, I felt like I wanted to do something non-Blizzard just to have some space. And because I don't want to go create a separate account. That's silly. I just, you know, I mean, people have to. Anyways, some people have to do that. I don't want to spend the money on that. So I wanted to play Star Trek Online because it gets back to my roots as a Star Trek game game, I don't know what you'd want to call it. I used to run a game online with lots of people on the old StarTrek.com site, like way back in the late 90s and early 2000s. So it was like a role playing game and stuff. Yeah. And people play, you know, they'd be on a ship and they'd have their own tune and they would. We were on a boat in space and stuff. And I decided, yeah, let's give it a go. I had played it once before, but I never really got into it. And I have to say, the character configuration is amazing.
Okay.
I want WoW to do this.
Mm.
You can move the eyes. You can move. You can increase the space between the eyes. You can move the eyes up and down. You can
change the nose.
You can, you can change the fullness of their lips. You can change the size of their heads. Like, just the character configuration, it blew my mind. I was like, what? I spent about an hour on this trying to make the character look like me. And I couldn't quite get there because apparently I think my face is too skinny. It was too short. Oh, so okay. I think I passed the point of being able to make it bigger and all that. So, because I guess I've got a more of a narrower, longer face, right? So, or head. And so you can change the shape of the head and everything. It's like, oh my goodness. I would love WoW to do this. So this is why I actually want to talk about this, is that how can WoW get this done?
Mm.
Like, Blizzard, I just, you know, being able, okay, it's great that it's great how the new characters look compared to the old ones. Absolutely, I love them, but how can we do more? Because how can I make my orc have a bigger nose than this orc over there? And how can I make the top lip, maybe he's got a really small top lip, maybe he's got a really big one, maybe his eyes are like really narrow. You can change the eye color. I just wonder, at this point in WoW, are they able to get that done, or would it require them to do a completely new game, right? I would love to lose an expansion. I would lose an expansion over being able to add all that. It's just what you can make your tune look like. You can make your tune look like the way that you want it to, not like
preset configuration.
A whole bunch of presets, which is good. Mm. Like, it's not just one or two. Like, you've got, I think overall, like the combinations, that there's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you talk about config in these other games, you can like you've got bars, right? Like, you can slide down, so the configuration
they had that in Star Trek, Star Wars too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, I have not touched Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
It's tried to be Star Trek.
Yeah.
And you know that they're two different things, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I swear to God, if you're one of these people that don't know the difference, I'm just I don't know if I can do this show anymore.
Don't make me come.
Oh, she's not talking to me. Oh man, and she's not on the camera too, so I can't see her. Giving me the
because I'd be giving something. You the evil she's eye. That's what I'd be doing. No. But in Star Trek, Starlight. Oh, brain.
Oh Starlight.
Wars Online. It was the Old Republic. You could do some quite a bit of configuration with skin, you know, facial stuff, size of body, and all of that. I mean, I haven't played it in ages, so I don't know, you know, exactly what else is there. But it did, you know, when it first came out, I know there was a lot of people that were like, why can't WoW, you know, have this stuff? And it was nice. It was nice to be able to feel like you were creating your own little piece of digital, you know, digital history or whatever by making your tune exactly what you wanted to do. So yeah, it will be interesting to see if we do ever get something like that. It'd be cool. I wouldn't say no.
Yeah. I was going to talk about the Overwatch thing, but it's not necessary because it wasn't that big of a deal. So okay. What did you do this week?
What did I do? I don't know about you. I feel like I'm not in game a lot. And when I am, I've just been so physically tired that I'm not getting a lot done. So I looked at my stuff. I looked at my list and I'm like, is that all I did really? I know. And some people are probably going, right. But we did do some achievement runs on, I think it was Saturday night. There wasn't anything planned. So we just said, you know, some people needed some stuff done. We went into Pinnacle and did the stupid, I can't even remember what it's called, but it's the one where you've got to get the big Scourge Hulk thing, abomination, and get the sword through it. Oh my gosh, that was a pain in the neck.
Because you're running through on higher level characters, right?
Yeah, we stretched.
Oh, yeah, so you're like
naked. And actually, I might have got a screenshot. I'm sure I did. I'll have to find it.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I did. So we eventually got that one done for Mel. So that was kind of cool. And then there was a couple of people that were like, oh, I need some more, you know, in Alduar. So we went up to Alduar and ran through and got Mugiver and Natani some achievements in there. And so that was kind of cool. I need a lot of 25, like the big heroic ones in there that I just don't want to go back in and solo them, so I might get them done one day. But it was good. It was fun just to muck around and do stuff and, you know, go back in and love Alduar. Seriously, that place has got the best looking, I don't know, it just, there is something about that place. Every which way you look, it's just like so stunning. The graphics, the, you know, the designs in there is just so amazing. And it probably means a little bit more to me. I've been reading the Warcraft Chronicles, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but let me just say, some of this old war stuff is starting to make sense to me. So I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
Old Warcraft Chronicles. Okay, like the history one, right?
Yes. So I haven't got very far into it, but I'm getting there. And, you know, they talk about Mimiron and Freya and, you know, or Hodor and all of those. And it's really, really interesting. I just wish I had enough time. I could sit and divulge it. I've been reading it on lunch at work, and you know, it's heavy stuff. Like this lore stuff is heavy, but it's fantastic because you're like going, Oh, and I'll sit there. I'll be sitting there and I'm having my lunch and I'll be just going, oh, like this. And my workmates are like going, you're right. And I'm like, yeah, this so makes sense. They're like, this your game? I'm like, yeah. And you can just see their eyes just like glaze over and like,
Whatever.
yeah. I'm like,
There she goes again.
exactly. So I it's good fun. I've been run. We did do a couple of runs through Firelands, which was good. I have been doing collecting stuff for the legendary quest to get the legendary staff, and I had to collect all the fragments, and I finally got all the fragments done and created the full things, and then I went up to the spot and I planted them and I stood there and I stood there and I'm
Boy.
like, nothing's happening. There's no portal. I don't see anything. So I lost all my fragments. Put in a ticket. I was
Okay.
told, yeah, well, I was just I can't even remember what they said, but I didn't get my fragments back. I didn't, it was just pointed to Wowhead to say, here's a really good guide. And I'm like, excellent. So I've got to start all over again. So I'm not really happy about that.
Can you go in and make a new ticket? Because maybe it was just that particular person.
I don't know. I'm
Because
trying.
that feels very weird that the because they should be able to tell that yes, you had the fragments, and if there was a problem, they
And I
should be able
put
to
it
give that
down.
back to you.
I know, and I put everything down and I took it to the spot
Do it
that
again.
they said, so I was like, so I don't know. I'm just like, I'm so over it. I've been collecting this stuff for ages. We either kill the bosses too fast and I don't get enough fragments, so it's just taken for ages. I'm kind of a bit over it. I feel like just going, you know what? I'll come back and I'll do it by myself another time. But yeah, I was a bit of a bummer, but I did manage to take my druid through, but I got the staff a couple weeks ago and I'm trying to get the toy, but no such luck.
Oh, the one for the
The druid.
fire cat thingy,
Yeah.
right? Where you turn into the fire druid or the fire feral.
Yeah, so I got the staff for the druid, which is
Oh,
cool. But there's
okay.
toy that drops for the druid only. You have to be on a druid for it to drop. And unfortunately, it didn't drop. So she's only level 90. So I take her in there and it's like 2 XP, 8 XP, 2 XP, 8 XP. And I'm saying to the boys, I'm like, hey, this is good. I'm going to get her to 100 eventually. And they're laughing. And I'm like, wait, you can't kill stuff. They're green to me. Wait for me. So yeah, it was quite funny. And no, I think Ash needs the mount. So Wingy and I've both got the mount now. Off ads.
which one? Off of Rags
Yeah,
Ruins? So.
so when we run it, we're, trying to hope that it drops for a Sheo. So no luck so far. But yeah, I did do some mount runs as well. So I did Lichee, and I have got the lockout, like you said. I've got a lockout on my mage on my other account. And I just take
Does
leader through and do an heroic 25.
so, does his mount drop? Okay, so you can save the heroic 25 lockout, right? Okay.
No,
So,
it's in 25 and then I put it up to heroic. So you've
right.
got to be in 25 normal for that one. And then when you go in, you pass the lead. So what I do is I physically take her over. I jump both of them through. I think it, oh, I get confused. Sometimes I have to do it a couple of times to get my head around it. Because I go and I'm like, no, it shows they're all dead. And then I have to go back out and redo it. I'm sure it was I had to go in as 25, set it too heroic and then give her the lead and leave. I think that was, or it's the other way around, where I give it her the lead, give Leader the lead, leave, and then set it to heroic. It's one of those.
From what I remember, you couldn't change it. Okay, so for when I was trying to get that mount, I couldn't change it from heroic. I couldn't change it from normal to heroic when I was outside the raid.
No, you've got to be inside. I
have to be inside.
So I have to take both of them in,
yeah,
and change it, and then pass the lead or something. That's fine. But yeah, I've managed to do it. It's just it's so funny because when you're doing it, one person, as to normally if Ash, Wingy, and I go in, you know, like we're done and we're just like going tap tap tap, role play. Because we've killed him in, you know, like 5 seconds. It's like, okay, now we've got to wait for the next 2.5 minutes while it's role play. Yeah, so, you know, I haven't had any luck with that so far, but that's fine. I did jump into Throne and something else. I can't remember. But, yeah, it's just no... Hey?
Do you have the mount for a whole Gushan vaults?
No, I didn't do that this week. Oh. I haven't had time. So, yeah. But anyway, we'll see. But Midsommar started, and I was like, oh my gosh, Midsommar. So we took all the tunes last night. We did the dungeon. Seriously, I really don't know why I bother. It's not like I really need the gear, but I did get the cloak was an upgrade on my priest, and I got both the DPS cloak and the healing cloak, and she's a healer, so that was kind of cool. So I think she had like a 630 cloak, and now it's 670, so that was cool. And everything else I didn't really get on the other tunes that I took through. I just got blossoms. So I'm going to be doing flames. For stuff? Hey,
like, are you trying to save up for like a toy or a mount or something? Oh, wait, they don't have
need most. Anything.
Okay, so you're just doing it just to screw around, right?
I'm just doing it because, well, you know, there's pets that aren't BOP, and you know. Oh. So anyway, we'll see. I'm doing flames on my iron though, so this could be interesting. We'll talk about that Sunday.
Saturday.
Sunday. Awesome. Okay, so that's really been my week. It doesn't feel like I've done very much, but
that sounds like you have though.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I feel like I normally have all these, you know, all this other stuff to do and well, life. More
than me. I've done my mount runs and I level up an iron ish. Mm. So, but you've done more. So I would go create a new ticket because for you not to get your things back, that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, but it'll be too late because it's reset.
Yeah, but they can still see the logs and stuff. That they should be able to get you that stuff back. Listen, I put in a ticket to go restore a mining pick. You know the mining pick that you can get from Warlords that makes you mine faster?
Mm.
So I actually deleted that, or I sold it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I sold it like way at the beginning because I didn't have any clue. I was like, oh, I don't care. It's a stupid thing I'm going to have to put in my bag, right?
Okay.
But then way after the fact, I'm like, oh, ooh. That would be very nice to have because I have it on other tunes and it makes mining so much faster. So I tried to use the Blizzard
to restore my item.
Yeah, and it's way too late. Like it's way gone.
Okay.
So I had to put in a ticket, and I said, you know, if you can do it, great. And if not, okay, fair enough, because it's not on the thing anymore. And they did it.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, they've got logs of everything. So for you to, it just,
But I
it
don't
makes
know
me feel like.
why it wouldn't have worked. Because I went up to that spot where, you've got to follow up to, that's near, so it's down from Bastillac, and there's that path that goes up,
Oh,
and you're
like up
supposed
and
to
around.
drop it,
Okay.
and there's a portal, but there was nothing there when I dropped the fragments that didn't create anything. So I don't know if I've I don't know. I'm
No, I think
just.
I really think you should do a new ticket because I think that the person that might have gotten yours, maybe they were new.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't,
We'll see.
maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
Because, for you to have to go back and re-farm all that stuff, it doesn't sound like a very very customer servicey
Yeah,
thing.
but I mean, if I just tell the boys we need to kill them slow this time and make sure I get three of them each. It's like, it is doable. It's just kind of like, okay, try it again. Maybe I don't know. Who knows? I'm kind of just like, we'll see.
Go
So
make you think.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Okay, let's get on with the show. So,
Oh
our
man,
sh what?
we've got a topic too.
We have got a topic, exactly. So our show topic for this week was favorite Mists of Pandaria dungeon. Now, Stone, what did you choose?
All right. So I went through, the list of ones that they had added, and I removed things like the remakes for
Scholar.
Garlet Monastery and Skull Lomance, because I've run those before and I didn't really consider them to be new. I did enjoy, I did like that they were redone and they were more friendlier to run, because I've gotten lost in Skull Lomance more than once, and I know. I
We
mean,
all have.
it's because it. I mean, it's huge, and it wasn't bad, but considering what we do now, I like that they had everything, more in line. Like, this is where you need to go, and oh, if you go down there, I mean, it's. Anyway, so I could go on and on. So basically, it was between two things, and my second one, I think, is the one that you picked, but we'll talk about that when it's your turn. And the one that I picked was Dorm's Doubt Brewery, which, because it's a brewery and I like beer. Well, I like certain types of beer. So, but that wasn't it. I mean, that's not why I picked it. I can't. I'm okay. I liked Temple. It was Temple of the Jade Serpent was good, but I found that this was the other raid that you got to do at what 80. Two? No,
83,
sorry. No, wait. You went
wasn't
from
it?
85 to 90. So you got to do
Oh,
Jade at 85. You got to do this one at 86.
86. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this one I felt was more fun,
Fun. Yep.
and I liked that. Where, hey, we're helping buddy Chen to go find out what the heck's going on in his ancestral brewery, and between, okay, I think one of the things that pops out, okay, well, there's a few things that pop out for me that I always laugh at, was the Ukum in the Duker. I just went, when that boss came down, I was just like, oh my God, what is going on? What is going on? And every time we would run that, because again, I'm 39 turning 12, I laugh. Okay. So I, It's just, I laughed and laughed. There's two ghosts, and you do have them in the screenshots here, because I made sure I wanted to take a screenshot with them, where when you are in, you've defeated the Hopper boss, like the...
Hopper. and you head down.
Now you're in the area where there's the beer is spraying around, like in
the
So there's these two ghosts there that are based on the two guys from the Muppet Show, like the two old men.
Yeah,
and they make comments about, oh, didn't you see, you know, the last group? Oh, they needed a blah blah blah. And they just make all these snide remarks about you, and it was completely like What are their names? Staten and Waldorf or something. I don't know. It was like just stuff like that. When you get towards your last boss, and he's just like, oh, maybe I gotta add some
pepper and Waldorf.
Okay, yeah. And those two guys are awesome because they're just cranky old men and making all these snide comments, and it's the same thing here. So, and the last boss I liked because the guy is just trying to mess around with the brew, and he's like, oh, I need more, what was it? I think I need more pepper or something. And it's just, I don't know. I really liked it because it was a fun, it was a fun thing to run. Nice. That being said, as the expansion wore on, it became my most hated one. And it's fun. Yeah. And between trying to get gold in there, for gold challenge modes, and between running it over and over and over again for the XP. So what you could do is that you could, you know, join a group and run the instance all the way up until that first boss. Don't kill the first boss. Leave and run it again. And you get tons of XP. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, oh my goodness, crazy. So between those two things, and the Ukum jokes kind of wore off because we were, you know, it was like a year and a half or so, and, you know, all this stuff. And, oh, add more pepper. It's like, really? Add more pepper? Why pepper? Why not something else? I just, you know, so it became, it's funny, it became my least favorite. Oh, Bob, I swear to God, don't, like, you've been good. This cat's been good.
Bob is back.
The whole time. The whole time. I have my spray bottle here. No. It's running away. So, it became my least favorite. However, when I look back at it, and maybe it's like through rose-colored glasses, you know, it was the one that I had the most fun in.
Mm.
My second choice was your first choice, for the reasons that you're likely to give. It was a good five, man. But this was my favorite. I know some people didn't like it because it was too silly, but it was my favorite. So
nice.
Yeah. So
Stormstar has got a special place, most definitely. And don't forget, look, did you like? Don't did do screenshots for me, people.
I was on my own with my dwarf.
I know, and I've put them together, and you can check out adventuresinazeroth.com, where there will be a lovely picture of Stone and the Storm Stout Brewery adventures you did, which was cool.
Well, I tried to get action ones, and I don't know. If that worked out too well.
Nice.
I know I sent you a bunch of them. I was like, okay, have fun with these.
Excellent. And I have to say, I'm gonna tell a little story here. That often, Stone and I very often won't tell each other what we're going to do. So I don't know until he sent me his screenshots and I put them together because I don't trust him to do it.
I could do it. There's no way I could do it.
So Tuesday night, I got on early and I picked my dungeon and I went and I did all my screenshots and then I get the email from you and I'm like, sweet, I'll have a look. Oh, we've picked the same thing.
Really?
So I had actually picked Storm Stout Brewery.
Then why didn't you?
No.
What?
So then I thought, well, you know what? It's good that we're on a similar path with that. But I thought, well, what other one, instead of showing same screenshots of the dungeon, that would just be silly. So I thought, well, what's another one that I really, really enjoy? And I really like Temple of the Jade Serpent. But when it came down to it, I kind of just went, you know what? Mogashon Palace was such a good fun as well, but for different reasons, that I just went, you know what? No, I'm going to go with Mogashon Palace. So then I rerun and took more screenshots.
We could have rerun it together. I could have jumped on another tune.
That's okay. It's completely
fine. Or
we and could I had have a lot of fun.
There. Like, we could have not been in the zone. We could have taken some shots outside the zone.
Because,
you know, the huge... Anyways.
Yeah. But that's okay. I picked up some blossoms.
Funny.
So I jumped in and I was like... There is so many memories of this place. Every time I walk in there, I'm just like, you know, the Quillens, the Mogu and all of that. And then running through that, the first boss fight when you get there and you're defeating these three guys and at level, you know, how scary it was and trying to get through all of that. And I always kept thinking, you know, all the other ones around the side, they're all gonna come and get us and we're gonna die, you know, all of that. And I think the worst boss fight in there would have to be the elevator. I may have fallen off that more times than I'd like to remember. But yes, it was just a good, you know, and then that last fight and you've got, you know, all the weapons coming at you and it's just crazy. So I'm happy that I went with Mogashon Palace because it brought back a lot of memories of when, you know, Mist first started and we were leveling and we were like, oh, okay, we need to go do this dungeon. And it was just good fun. So don't forget, I've done my screenshots and they'll be up on adventuresinazeroth.com where you can go and have a look. And don't forget, people, if you would like to send in some screenshots, send some screenshots of your favorite dungeons.
It doesn't matter.
Anything, whatever you'd like. I'm quite happy to put it up in our gallery, but I do like having fun with the screenshots. So yeah. So I had fun going back in there and, you know, just killing the bosses and doing all my Rain of Fire, you know, and taking screenshots and just be like, screenshot, yeah. So, yeah, positioning myself, making sure Voidy's being good, all that. You know, it's a whole production when you're taking screenshots. For Stone, it's not, people. It's okay.
You just go in and get it.
But you did well. I like the screenshots you did.
I want to say that last boss was actually, I think, one of my favorite bosses.
That was a hard fight.
It was like quite a few times. You needed to move. Yeah. Like you need to move when you mm-hmm. need to move. And people, I just remember all the rage. Like, oh, this fight's horrible. It sucks. You gotta keep moving. Yeah, it's, you know, it's almost like a raid boss. Like, you gotta move out of stuff or you're gonna die. But it was, I don't know.
They would hit hard. I know. I mean, everyone knows I can't dance. I fall off things. I do. So it was a difficult fight. Back at level, for me, staying alive was difficult. I know that. I know I died quite a few times in there. But I just always liked, you know, just again, looking at the architecture, following the patterns on the walls, just the whole thing. It's just such a pretty dungeon. I really enjoyed it. So yeah. So that was good.
When you ran that five man and when you ran that last boss, did you prefer doing the method where you're huddled in that initial doorway? Or did you prefer being out in the open and where you have to dodge arrows?
I'm pretty sure we were out in the open. So we had to, you know, stand apart and do all of that and spread out. Yeah. But no, I don't remember us huddling. I remember us being fairly spread out around that floor. But just trying to move and having all those weapons and everything coming through was crazy. But, you know, the stronger you got with gear, the better it became.
Yeah, by the end, there was this thing where if you stood in that first little entryway and you drag that boss the whole way back, it's supposed to be easier because you don't have to dodge the arrows and stuff. However, I personally felt it was not as easy. I actually had a harder time with it like that because you're in this little enclosed area and he's still gonna drop the fire stuff on you.
Yeah.
You've just do it the normal way and we're good. You don't always have to try to find let's just cheese it, right? No, let's make this as easy as you can, because sometimes it's actually not that easier. It's just a different fight. And I wasn't sure which one you had done, and I've done both, and I really prefer the way that it was meant to be done, was out in the open and dodge this and dodge that. And it was a great fight.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So that's our picks anyway. And we'll go on to mailbox, because I know we've got some people who have written in and told us theirs, as well as a couple other tweets. So mailbox time. This is where we read emails, comments, have voicemails, all that fun stuff, where people interact with us and let us know what they've been up to in game or their favorite, whatever the show topic is for the week. So do you want to start, Stone, on the tweets? What have we got?
Okay, we've got Shorl has said, has given us an update on her dwarf. So the first one was, now begins a serious leveling push. Dwarf warrior is at 98.33%. I'm assuming that's repeating. Hope to finish at that day. Bob, I swear to God, he's playing with something by the front door.
Oh, okay.
Dude. And she gave us another update. Forgot to copy you. Dwarf warrior is 100. Awesome. I think that's her last one, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the last dwarf.
That was the last dwarf that she was leveling before Legion. Congratulations, Cheryl. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So she's done her bucket list. Big tick. because that was on her bucket list. That's fantastic.
That's good for her.
Yeah.
It makes me feel bad because I haven't done it. Yeah. Stay positive, Stone. Stay positive.
You can do it.
Good job. Congrats on having another warrior or having another dwarf, because dwarfs are great. They're just so squat and powerful. And anyways, so Shorl also gave us another tweet. I know he is like, Stone, you're squirreling again. So she goes, she's giving me the look too. I can tell. I can feel it on the other side. She's like, Stone. Okay. So we had another tweet from Shorl saying that she likes the Dorm Stout Brewery, partly because I was always asked near the end if someone needs to get the hopping. Really? At the end?
Yeah, the achievement to get all the... to get all the rabbits, the hopping, you know how you got to go click on them. Is it them?
There's
you've
one.
You've got to do it. You do it after. You do it after you've killed the bosses, so you can go back in and click on and collect them all. And there's like so many that you've got to click on to get them. 20, 50. I can't remember. It might be 50. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. Then you get the achievement. Hmm.
I know I have I know I don't have any achievements to get in there, so maybe somebody did
must
it for me.
Must have it, Stormstar. I'll look it up while you I'll do the next one.
I don't know. You're gonna have to look it up pretty quickly, or I can stall. I can stall. Pretty good at stalling.
It's okay. I've got it. I think I did. Now I can't find it.
Because I know that there's one right before Hopper where you have to get exploded up, and then you have to, and then no, sorry, you've got to explode. You've got to bash stuff so that it gets bashed up and it explodes.
Yeah.
To knock one of the other ones down, but I don't know about.
No, Hopling's the pet. That's right. So you've got to get the achievement for Lee Ting's Herbal Journey, which is collect all 30 golden Hoplings hidden around the Storm Stout Brewery on any difficulty, and then you get the pet.
So it's not an achievement?
An achievement.
Oh, it is?
Lee Ting's Herbal Journey is the achievement.
I'm going to have to look at that because if there's a pet that I can get, I usually try to get it.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, you look that up. And so...
So we have one more tweet. Is from @wombat1974. Their favorite Mists dungeon was Temple of the Jade Serpent,
which is a good one. I did love
it. It was a good one too. I really liked generally the second boss. I mean, you could do that boss first, but I liked how that one could change between one of the two, between two different types of bosses, right?
Yeah.
Which was neat, which I don't think we've really had before. And that was the first time they tried that kind of thing to have
good. And it's pretty. So pretty in there. I quite liked in there because, you know, it's like you're running around kind of in the courtyard, which is kind of fun. So I must admit, there's not too many of Pandaria that I don't like, actually. But Temple of Jade Serpent, I did think about doing that one.
And I don't know. There's lots of people that complained about Pandaland, and I didn't really see a problem with it. I thought it had lots of good things in it, plots and storylines.
I did love it. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, we did get an email from Cinder, And Cinderite says, "Hello, Leader and Stone. I have to say, I really enjoyed the dungeons in Mists as much as someone who hates dungeons can like them, at least. I think from memory, some people weren't too happy with the updates to older dungeons, Scarlet Monastery, Scholomance, etc. But as I never played those when they were current, they were all new to me. I think it's also a testament to how interesting they were that I can say even now I'd happily go back in there and run them. I did challenge modes of those dungeons on 3 different characters. I spent hours in them. But recently, leveling up my monk, I queued for a mop dungeon and it still felt really fun being there. So I think they're great overall. Maybe the break from them during WoD has helped blur any frustrations I had with them. As for a favorite, I'd have to say Temple of the Jade Serpent. We had Wise Mari, whose water spout ability I could never dodge properly. Oh, yeah. Until I was strong enough to just stand in it. Lorewalker Stone Steps fight could be one of 2 random options, which was fun. Lou Flameheart turned in a jade serpent, and then we got to fight one of the big Shah, the Shah of Doubt. It wasn't an overly complicated dungeon, but I did like it a lot. If you want to go for least favorite dungeon, Stormstout Brewery, hands down, those bloody hoplings. Yes. Have a great show.
I agree.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's thanks, fun that
now we've been... Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sorry. It's funny that we're now opposites now, right? Like her favorite aid was my least favorite, and that's humorous.
And hang on. Challenge modes on 3 different characters. Cinder, my goodness. Oh my gosh, girl. That is awesome. Congratulations. That's amazing.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah. That's amazing. But again, it's another place I did like, so it was fun. Alrighty, now next one, Stone.
We have a voicemail from Spanky.
Mm-hmm.
Spanky Hunter. I just like call him Spanky because it pops Spanky. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey guys, Spanky here. A bit of an update this week for you. We've been doing our Mythic Archimons and stuff, and I added Mount 280 to the list. So 280 was a very special little mount. See, while we're doing our mount runs, we go to Karazhan, then we come back to Orgrimmar, and then we port down to Alden, and as we go from Ramekin, I think it is, or whatever the name of the place is, and then we fly down checking all the little spawn points for statues, we go to the Alakir boss, which doesn't drop a mount for us, and then we fly back and check the little spawn points and everything anyway. So, been doing this pattern for quite a few years now, and we have never, ever, ever, ever seen a statue before, ever. So about 2 weeks ago, we see our first statue. We freak out. And because Coffee and I do it together, we just go, okay, so I'll let her go first. We had this thing, we were going to alternate him. So she hit the statue, nothing happened. So we went, okay, well, probably won't see another one for ages. And then the other day, we found another one. I'm like, you take it. She's like, no, it's your turn, you go. I hit the statue. The whirlwind starts. I get teleported. It is the first statue I have ever clicked on, ever. Like, even when I leveled 12 turns through the zone there, I never saw a statue. All those years of going down there to do the raids and dungeons when they were current, I never saw a statue, ever. So, like, we've seen 2 in 2 weeks. The first one I click on takes me there, and I get the camel mount. Oh my god. The first one. So, yep, that's me at 280. So, yes, so I'm saying it's the payback for going to Onyxia's Lair over 220-something times and never seeing the mount drop. And then having to buy it off the BMAH for 280-odd K that I bought the other week. So, ebbs and flows. Sometimes, you get the perfect mount that you get on the first drop. Others, you run hundreds and hundreds of times and you never see it. So one extreme to the other. Anyway, today's topic, enough of that rambling, is the Pandaria Dungeons. And I have to say, I don't like any of them. I did them, but I didn't really actually enjoy any. Pandaria is where I stopped tanking and where I pretty much became a full-time DPS. They're just AoE fists, really. There wasn't any real skill to them anymore. The biggest risk was, would the tank die? You know, there were some gimmicky things, I guess, in a few of them, but they were all very shari. They were either full of shar or they were full of banted. They were all very same AoE pack run, AoE pack run, AoE. And they all had the same style. They were just... Yeah, I didn't actually enjoy Pandaria's Dungeons. If anything, the only one that I sort of had any real tie to was the revamped Scarlet Halls, Scarlet Cathedrals, because I used to run the original SMs, you know, when there were three dungeons over and over and over again, and especially when you'd run there manually to do Headless Horsemen. Yeah, that was fun back in the day, but Scholomancer I never really touched, so... You know, I didn't enjoy that, even the revamped one. I didn't like that very, If anything, it's probably the reworked, the Scarlet Cathedral, which was, what was it? Yeah, it was the Cathedral Graveyard combination, whereas Scarlet Halls was the Library Armory. Actually, if anything, it was the Scarlet Halls. One with the library and the armory combined, that was probably my favourite one. I didn't really like it. If I had to choose one out of all the ones actually in Pandaria itself, it's probably Stormstout Brewery, just because you got drunken monkeys.
Yeah.
Riding barrels, but... Yeah. Sorry, didn't really like any of them. Yep. Anyway, have a great show.
Thank you, and thank you for agreeing with me. At least we got that far. That's okay. Drunken monkeys riding barrels.
Well, it's like anything. You know, everyone's got different opinions about it, and that's, you know, you make valid points about the expansion, and some people like stuff and some people don't. So nothing wrong with that. Congratulations. And there will be many, many people, Spanky, that will absolutely be making voodoo doll of you and probably sticking pins in it.
Tried to go for it because I've heard it's just don't even bother. Like, don't even try because...
I can't remember. How many
I think I've made a circuit once. And that's
really?
It. And then I found out that NPC scan doesn't do it.
Weeks.
Or something like
weeks.
That.
So. Weeks. But I mean I have got it. It was good fun. I loved going through the portal and killing and getting them out. That was really cool. So congratulations. I know I didn't get it on my first. I know
do you have
that
it?
I was yep, sure do. Yeah. But I think I don't think I got to 3 digits. I think it was something in the 50s or 70s that it took me. I just went and went round and round and spent my life in Oldham. And it was fun because there was lots of things to do. So it's one of those things when I want something bad enough, I'll just keep going until I get it. So that's what I did with that one. But that's awesome. And again, he's had no luck with Onyxia. 280,000 gold on the BMAH. Wow. Congratulations. But yes, RNG is such a cruel mistress. It really, really is. So I think both Stone and I commiserate and sympathize and empathize and all of that, really, because we do understand what that's like when you're mount hunting. So exactly. Anyway, thank you, Spanky. Thank you, everyone, for your tweets, for emails, yes, and for the voicemails. We really, really appreciate it. So thank you, everyone, for that. Now, next week, because we need to wrap up and end the show. So what's our topic for next week, Stone?
We have to. We can just keep going, right?
Yeah, but the kids are going to be awake. You're going to have screaming kids. They're going to want to play with Bob. Bob will be meow, 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 meow. And at the moment, I don't know. Oh, I've lost Kobe. Oh, no, he's asleep on the bed. Kobe's asleep, so he's not barking. That's good. Next week's topic.
Next week, we are going to talk about our alcoholism.
Alcoholics. And what does that mean to you? Yeah, because when it comes down to us, both Stone and I do have many, many alts. And so we're going to have a talk about alts and, you know, write in, let us know. What, you know, do you play alt? Do you not? Do you just stick with playing a main? Why is that? Is it you're not into running alts? We'll talk about that next week. So that's very exciting because I wonder how many alts Stone has.
Well, see, here's the thing. I can pull out the spreadsheet, right? Or about max level alts. Of course because. You would.
No, right? No, just alts in general that you're leveling.
Well,
okay. We'll talk about it next week. It's okay. You've got a week to think about it. All right. I'm putting him on the spot. He stopped squirreling for me. That's awesome. Alrighty, how can people contact us? Don't forget, check out the website where venturesinazeroth.com. You can email us. Please email us. We love getting the emails. That's podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com and tweet us @advazeroth. Stone, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter. That's awesome, Lita. You're great. Find me on Twitter @WowChowNinjas, as well as two other podcasts. One we do live Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is like Sunday, apparently, in the future, 9 a.m. in the future time. Let's see, WowChowNinjas podcast. And I also do another podcast with Richter called The Richter Scale. That's his show on Sundays at 10 p.m. And those are both on Twitch. You can find us there. And nice. Where can we find you, Lita?
Okay, well, you can find me on Twitter. I'm @LitaWow, LEETAWOW. And I do a couple of other podcasts as well. Behind the Avatar, the WoW Challenges podcast, and Geektopia. I was so busy last week. I had one of every show last weekend. It was awesome. A very busy weekend for podcasts. Yeah, it was crazy, which was great. I get to talk to lots of fun people.
You're on four shows. Mm. How can I get to be on four shows? I'm on three. Can I mention?
Sure.
Ben and okay. So I got to be on Azeroth Roundtable last week for episode 169. And I was like, they're like so nice. I've met Ben at BlizzCon and had a little chat with him. Super nice, nice guy. But, you know, still gets the nerves up being on a show like that because, you know, it's them, right? So, but it was fun. It was fun. We talked about all kinds of pranky stuff that we've done in WoW and in real life. Like I would ever do any pranks, right? But sure. Thank you for having me on that show. It was awesome.
Nice.
Really, fun. So I was.
And they're awesome. A great bunch. We love Ben and John. They're mm-hmm. an awesome bunch. So that's Ben, that's cool.
Ben's a co-host with you on Geektopia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ben and Steve, I do Geektopia, which was a lot of fun. We talked about, well, they talked about Phoenix Comic Con for this year. They both got to go. And yeah, as always, they always have nice fun and get to tell me all about it, which is always very exciting. Anyway, we're both squirreling now because I think we're both tired and we better wrap up the show. So thank you, everyone, for the likes, for the retweets, for the favorites, for all of that, for contributing to the show in some form. We really do appreciate it. Now, just remember, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Stones finally got it organized. So, yay! Finally, it's only taking you like...
I did get the...
Slack
up. I get the thingy, right?
I don't... You were looking after it. I don't know. I give you one job, Stone. One job.
Take screenshots.
Sorry, I give you two jobs this week. Oh jeez. Anyway, it's always fun having a chat with you. We really do enjoy doing the show every week. That's it. I think that is a wrap. So Stone, after you stop yawning, do you want to say goodbye? Bye, Stone. It's good
that this is not a live show, because if it was, boy.
And this is why we don't do it live.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for, you know, everything.
Thanks.
I'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2016, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.